Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Marriage, the Good, the Bad, and the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And together, we're husband and wife, and we're here to talk about what life is like being married.
Woohoo!
My thoughts, exactly. So, we might not be married for long at this point. I think it's just over 2 years, right?
Yeah, something like that.
But we have a lot of stuff that we've endured, encountered, and conquered, right?
Yeah, and that's just your mother.
Oh boy, shots fired already. Well, I hope you're ready to join us for what should be a wonderful time where we get to talk about both, like it says in the title, the good, the bad, and the funny. So let's begin. So, you'll probably notice that this is going to be unscripted for the most part. At least when we get started out, so you'll know that you're getting our natural reactions. My wife is giving me a weird look as we speak. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We are currently in our basement because we don't know how these things work. We will be getting better as time goes along. If we don't, probably people won't even listen to us to begin with. But we'll get there, right, honey?
Sure. Maybe I will get better, but you, I'm not so sure about.
You never have faith in me, do you?
Yeah, not a whole lot, but that's okay.
Well, I think in the end of it all, we will have something done. If not, we'll have a good time doing it, whether this is listened to by zero people or a million people, right?
True. Very true.
So before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to do something.
What?
Cut that out. This is where I'm going to put the ad.
Oh.
So that's where the ad will go.
Okay.
Sound good?
Woohoo.
Okay. Because that's how we get paid here. So I'll make sure we're still recording. This is the part we'll have to edit out. So I don't anticipate, at least the first few ones, to be much longer than 10 or 15 minutes. And, you know, we're thinking to ourselves, what can we possibly talk about for 10 to 15 minutes? Right?
Yeah. We barely talk that much anyways.
Yeah, and when we do talk that much, you know, sometimes it's, you know, more or less a screaming sound coming from one of us, right?
Well, yes, and that and tears following that.
Yeah, I know, you make me cry all the time.
Yeah, suck it up.
Mm-hmm. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yep.
Well, since it is the very first episode, it might just be fair to give a brief background onto, you know, how we met and how we, you know, eventually became husband and wife. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, what are you playing with? Put it down. See, this is what I endure, him playing with random objects he finds on the table.
Well, it's better than me playing with myself, right?
Well, yes. That is a scary sight.
So anyway, how we met and how we became husband and wife. Let's see, which version do you want to go with? Do you want to go with the sappy version, the funny version, or the creepy version?
What's the creepy version? I didn't know we had a creepy version.
You just said everything I do is pretty much creepy, so.
I didn't say creepy. I just said weird.
Well, how about a mixture?
All right, sounds good.
So, how long have we known each other? For the entirety of our lives, pretty much, right?
I don't know, minus 5 or 6 years. So,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, we went to school together, right?
Yep.
What was it, a private school?
Yep, private school. So very small classes. So everyone knew everyone's business.
Yep, and you were in the grade below me, correct?
Yes.
Yes, so known each other for all of our school years. Mm-hmm. Had zero romantic interest at that point, right?
Oh, zero. Very zero.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that, you know, kind of fast forward to more of the high school years where people are a little bit more concerned about things such as dating and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them who I originally was going out with before we started going out?
Well, originally he was going out with my best friend, and I kind of acted as a little bit of a go-between. She would be texting me when they were out on dates, and he would show me things that he had bought her. So, very interesting dynamic, especially looking back on it now.
Yeah, especially considering the fact that you hit a very brief window on when to see what I bought her, since most of the time it was food and she snarfed it right down, huh?
Yes. Give me fries.
Yes. Yeah, she would just demand fries. And believe it or not, she wasn't as big as she sounds either. But boy, would she take food away from me. Yes, she would. So your best friend, huh?
Yeah.
How long did that relationship last? Should I expound on that or do you want to?
Which, the friend or your relationship?
Well, yeah, I think everyone knows where this is kind of going, but, well, my relationship with this gal, you know, started when I was probably about midway through senior year of high school, right?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Pretty much.
Well, maybe a little before.
Probably. Most of senior year then.
Yeah.
So, did that. I eventually went off to college, and, you know, for those playing at home, we are currently located in upstate New York. That's where our school was, and that's where we are right now. But I decided to go all the way down to school to Virginia at Liberty University. So about, what would you say, 8 hours, right?
8 and a half.
You'll know why she adds the half once we go down our story here. But you can imagine, long distance relationships are hard to maintain. So things eventually parted ways. I think that my wife Sarah here was having some fun with her up here. Wasn't she kind of a nuisance up here? While I was gone?
Yeah, I took over for the providing food portion. I'd go across the street and get some fries or pizza. And yeah, she would borrow some. It never came back to me. At least not in a form I would want to eat again.
Which was really annoying, too, because she was a spoiled little...
brat?
Well, and she had daddy's money to play with, right?
Yeah, 20 bucks a day. I wish I had that. Day.
Playbooks a day, and yet she couldn't afford her own food. And, well, I think most everyone knows at least one person like that in their life, right?
Yeah.
So, she was fun up here. Eventually, things got harder and harder for me and her, and obviously for you and her.
Yep.
As she became kind of clicky with other folks, right?
Oh, yeah.
And eventually, I couldn't take the long distance thing any longer. I think I went through a period of jealousy. And I think she went through a period of, well, I think she was always the same person. But but we grew apart, right? Probably yeah. Didn't even last past my first semester as a freshman. And then by spring semester, it was done. She broke up with me, actually, via a text. Not a fun time.
And you know what's funny is she told me that you broke up with her via a text, which is even better.
Hmm. Well, I think what's best about this story is knowing that I can tell people I was the guy who dated a best friend and caused a rift in that relationship and then eventually married the other person.
Yeah, true. However, she also played a portion in that because she kind of went after the guy that I had a slight crush on and took that away from me and completely violated girl code as well, so don't think it was entirely on her for that aspect, but
yeah, well, I think in the end it's what meant to be, and I think I think we're talking about high school years, and I don't really know much about where my ex is today, but you know, at the end of it all, I do hope that everyone is happy and healthy, mm-hmm. wherever they fall. And I don't think I can really say it ended up being a bad thing, right?
No, I wouldn't say so.
I trust not. 2 years might be the end, too, and the beginning. I don't know. If we're not careful there.
No, you're stuck with me, honey.
I'm stuck with her. She's stuck with me. See, that's the, which part of our opening would you call it? The good, the bad, or the funny? That we're stuck with each other.
I don't know. It might be the funny, just like married with children.
Yeah, and fun fact, you bring up married with children, which, boy, I don't know if we can even mention names like that without getting dinged for royalties. Who knows? We don't know nothing about this. We're not famous yet, so that'll be a future us problem. But that's kind of where at least I thought of this title, is thinking about all the times where I think that's the extreme on one end of a relationship of marriage, but at the same time, I think it portrays a lot of, you know, comical truths to what eventually happens over the course of time.
Yeah.
Hopefully my kids won't be like them. At least I hope the daughter or son is smarter than the one. If they get your brains right.
You would certainly hope so.
You would hope so. You really would. But that's kind of where that came from as far as the title and really wanting to understand, you know, kind of there is a lot of sides to any relationship. And, you know, to continue our story, you know, after that, it was probably what? My spring semester of sophomore in college?
No. So
forgetting like anniversaries.
We started talking your mid-sophomore year. Yes, mid-sophomore year. And we didn't really start dating until the end of your sophomore year when you came home for summer vacation. We'd kind of gone back and forth the rest of your sophomore year, breaks and texting and just stuff like that, and we went walking one night on a rail trail, and I wore flip-flops, which was a horrible idea. My feet were crying afterwards because we walked 4 miles and then some, and then you asked if we wanted to become an item, and I said, sure, why not? Not knowing that this is what was going to become my future. Because you know how summer relationships go. Especially when you go back to school.
Things change. You made me ask your parents if it was okay with them.
Yeah.
Boy.
I'm a traditional girl. What can I say?
Boy, but just even start dating. That was awkward. But that might be a different story. You folks have to let us know what you want to hear about things. I don't think we're really shy people. Do you?
No.
I don't think there's much to hide, so
no.
Different things, such as I think we'll have topics around long distance relationships, because, you know, as she had mentioned, that was just my sophomore year, so that was 2 more years to go,
mm-hmm.
Which I can, you know, spoiler alert, to kind of continue the story, we did last my entirety of college, and then, you know, really fast forwarding here, what, then it was just a matter of 2 more years after
2 years after
2 years after my college graduation, you know, yep. we were hitched, and no, she was not pregnant.
no baby.
So it was true love that led us to, or led me to my knee to propose to thee.
Although I will admit I did badger him a little bit, so
yeah, I had the freaking ring, which once again, these folks can let us know what they want to hear and what they don't want to hear, but I had the ring ready to go, and it was in reserves, and we had a game plan, all elaborate based on what I thought you wanted, but Miss Ancy McGee over here couldn't wait.
No! Hello? I wanted to get married. I wanted my ring. You know, let's just go. You know, we both want this. Let's get to getting. All there is to it.
Well, and now you got what you got, and now you're stuck with me, and now it's been, you know, like we said, just over 2 years. We got married. Oh, you're gonna see. She's giving me a look. She's like, I really set myself up here. August 20th, 2016.
Good job.
Got married up here in New York.
Yep.
But I do know our anniversary. I know the anniversaries to things like that, when we started dating, things like that, so.
He does have a cheat, though, if he looks on the inside of his ring, so.
That's true. But then I get accused of taking it off and playing with it, so what good does that do me?
Yeah, and almost losing it on a trip to Florida because he's playing with it in the car with the window open. Thankfully, it fell to the floor.
You know, what can I say? I'm guilty of a lot of things. I'm not perfect. Don't claim to be. You're not perfect. I know you don't claim to be, but at the same time, sometimes it feels like you claim to be.
Well, you know, perfection, it is overrated, but you can get pretty close to it, so,
yeah.
It's hard, though.
So then here's the question for you. Now that they know a little bit of who we are,
mm-hmm.
Once again, for those who didn't hear, you know, before, you know, my name's Samuel Pitcher.
My name's Sarah.
So together we're the Pitchers, and you know, I was gonna ask you, what do you foresee for this kind of podcast. Do you feel like we're going to ramble on forever? What do you want? And then we'll ask them what they want to see us talk about or hear us talk about. This isn't meant to give advice. If you get some advice out of this, this is kind of bonus, is how I look at it. But this might be just the ramblings of an insane couple who happen to find love in all the weird places.
By the way, he drove me to insanity, so.
So what do you foresee for this?
I don't know. I'm hoping that, you know, we get some listeners that, you know, want to hear, you know, some topics, or they ask us topics to talk about. I like doing that. Unscripted isn't really my best forte, although I do like to ramble. So, you know, how about you?
Well, getting started's hard, but at the same time, we've already been going on for about 15 minutes now or so. I don't really know what the timer is once it's edited with all our real shenanigans behind the scenes. Maybe there'll be a blooper reel. I don't know yet.
That is true.
But I think, you know, maybe, you know, the folks that start tuning in and giving us a chance, you know, once we get one or two listeners, maybe we'll start to get their feedback and build from there. But I think we have something here that could be just a casual listening podcast of, you know, maybe some funny stories, maybe some serious stories. Maybe some days we're going to have a time where we can vent about some things that we have going on. Maybe there's other times where it's just as nonsensical as it gets. That's why, you know, when coming up with the title, it was, you know, marriage, the good, the bad, and the funny. And I try very hard to think of the funny versus the ugly as the, you know, the phrase comes from there, right? It's usually the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
But want to make it more along the lines of, you know, if there's going to be some comedy in here, I can't really go too long without making some kind of wisecrack joke. And Lord knows my wife likes sarcasm.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I like it too. It's really the best tool against a lot of things. But when two people are like that, that's what you're going to see here. That's what you're going to hear here.
Yeah.
So, you let us know what you want to hear. I think that's what we're going to call it for now. Do you have anything else before we sign off on this one?
I don't think so.
No? All right. Well, I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And this has been Marriage.
The good, the bad, and the funny.